Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
So I didn't realize that gambling on marathons was a thing, but apparently it is. An Illinois man crossed the finish line of a marathon in 2 hours and 15 minutes and 6 seconds to become the first U.S. runner since 2001 to win the Quad Cities Marathon, which is along the Mississippi River in Illinois and Iowa. And it's a big event. I was looking at it, it's bridges and rivers and roads. It's a marathon. All right. Now, how did he win, though? He won because the two leaders of the race, two Kenyans, who were winning, followed the leader the wrong way. So I don't know. They could still be running. I don't know. They have a big party at the end of the race where they all get together. I don't know if they were seen there or not. That's part of the race program. But so according to the actual story, there's an intersection that where you turn, and according to the race professionals, the insiders of the Quad Cities race, it's clearly marked. And they should have known. And the day before, they did a walk through or a jog through or a run through where they sit them down in a room and go, here's your course, this is where you run. So they shouldn't have followed the bicyclist that was leading them. Okay. However, the odds, you're in the middle of a marathon, you're running, he's on pace to set the record. My man has been training in New Mexico for a couple of months for this race. And so he's doing nothing but thinking about running this race. And he's just follow the bicyclist and we're good. We're going to set the pace. The bicyclist goes the wrong way. Said he follows the bicycle, and so does the second guy. So the third guy just makes the turn and off he goes. And he wins the race for the first time, the first U.S. guy. Now, the race apparently is trying to find some way to compensate the two. But I'm guessing no. Well, I'm sorry, we're trying to find a way. We'll give you an extra T-shirt. Everybody got a T-shirt. Everybody got a little key fob as part of being about the race. We don't have any of the little sandwich boxes left. That party's over. Sorry, but we've got some flyers. We got some flyers. We got a couple of T-shirts. Here you go. Get out of here. So my point is, though, is that what were the odds of the white guy, or I'm sorry, the U.S. citizen, running in the marathon and winning? So if you bet on him, you won the race, you got $3,000. The winner of the race gets $3,000. That's nothing. If you bet big money on the third place guy and you give the bicyclist or the bicyclist, a couple hundred bucks to go straight, or we run over your family or we run over you on the road, okay? You get run over. So you either go straight or you get run over. You go straight. He's like, all right, no problem, I'm going straight. If they don't follow him, nothing happens to you. You're fine. You did what you were told. But the odds are they're going to follow you. And they did. So I'd be interested to see what the odds were and how much money was made on the old Quad Cities Marathon and how much it would have lost if Elijah Muhawangeni Solo and Luke Kibbe. I think that's how you say his middle name. It's Elijah Muhawangeni. Then Saolo. It's his last name. Elijah Muhawangeni Solo and Luke Kibbe. That doesn't sound Kenyan. But he was. And they lost. Shouldn't have gone straight. Wow. That's almost, you can quote me on that. You shouldn't have gone straight. Welcome to Chewing the Fat.
Chewing the Fat.
So a Danish artist was given $84,000 by a museum to use in a work of art. And that's the key phrase right there, in a work of art. He wasn't given $84,000 for a work of art. Now, he, after he dropped it off, he said, just call it, take the money and run.
Oh, okay.
Now, I think I have, you know, the artist, Jens Honning. I think he might be my new favorite artist, Jens Honning. So the museum said, hey, we'll give you $84,000 and we want to have you do a piece of art for us using the money. So what they wanted from him, because he had a previous artwork done that talked about the average Danish annual income and the average Austrian annual income, and that was back in the aughts. And both of those pieces used actual cash to show the average incomes of the two countries, and that's what they wanted from him, was another piece of work with this $84,000 used in the artwork. Okay, and he said, sure, no problem. Where do I sign? And so when it came down to the wire, when it was time to produce the artwork, he had the two framed pieces of art sent to the museum, and they were all excited and opened it up, and it was just blank canvases inside the art. You know, there was just blank canvas inside the frame. That's the art piece. And when they called him, he said, yeah, well, it's called Take the Money and Run. Okay. All right. Now, so they're saying, wait, what's happening? So part of the deal was is that he would use the money in the artwork. And they also said that it would be, you know, part of the contract was that he would give the money back at the end of the showing. Well, the money, that just means that the art was actually going to belong to the museum, right? Because it was supposed to be part of the artwork. And so they're saying that, hey, he hasn't really done anything wrong yet, because he has until January, I think January 16th or something like that, it was the end of the contract where he has to give the money back. So I will say that it will be interesting if he actually then produces a video of him making the frames and the canvases out of the $84,000 and titled it, I Told You. Take the money and run. That's
my piece. That's my artwork.
And I made it with the money. So that he doesn't have to give it back, right? But if you're going to do that, I mean, no, really, I made it with the whole $84,000. And it, you know, it's only, I don't know. What do you make a couple of frames and some canvas with? $50,000? So you keep the $34,000?
I wouldn't do that. I would use it all, of course, but just saying that it's possible. So anyway, I love this new artist, my man.
What did I say his name once again? I love him so much, I can't remember his name. Jens, right? That was Jens Honning. Jens Honning. I love every artwork that he's ever done, especially Take the Money and Run.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. You know what that means. Operation Varsity Blues. Yes, Operation Varsity Blues is still in the news. And the only reason I do it is because Lori Loughlin is in the news and she's getting a job back. And this is after, you know, completing Guilty. And she got fired from two jobs. They kicked her off of the Netflix show, Fuller House. And they kicked her off the Hallmark series, When Calls the Heart, during this, all right? After her and her husband, Massimo Giuliani, were swept up into the scandal. And they, you know, she pled guilty and so did he. And they did their deal and you know, did their time. They're convicted felons that they are. Ugh, give me a break. But she's now reprising her role in When Calls the Heart. She's coming back to work. Good. Now, it's a new show.
And it's called, it's, I guess it's season two or something, but she's going to be a part of it. And so she's finally getting a little bit of her life back. And hopefully, you know, she's going to be part of a new, you know, a country Christmas too. We'll get her on some Christmas shows too. So Hallmark may ease her back in. Wait, there's a joke there somewhere and I'm just going to let it go. All I know is that we're still able to talk about Operation Varsity Blues. Oh, yeah. Love this summer so much. Cannon. I'll let Cannon.
Cannon.
Cannon. Think about it. Operation Varsity Blues. Tonight's episode, Lori Works. Okay, I want to get back to the marathon story just for a second because I'm fascinated by this. All right, did you know, and I'm fascinated by, I was looking as I was reading about the marathon story, I'm thinking, you know, how long is a marathon? So it's 26.2 miles, the full marathon, because the Quad Cities Marathon had all these different races involved. When you go to their website, not that I went to the Quad Cities Marathon website, but they talked about, you know, the different races that they have and how they, you know, they had the half marathon, the marathon relay, the 5K, the kids micro marathon. I'm not quite sure what that is. That's something where everybody gets a medal, I guess. And they have the Rudy's Taco 1 mile walk run, which, okay. They have the runner self-defense class. It's a big event going on. The Quad Cities Marathon. But I was wondering about how long is a marathon. So a marathon is 26.2 miles. All right. Now, why is it 26.2 miles? Because Queen Alexandra requested that the race, let them start at Windsor Castle over on that side so the children can see them leave from their nursery. Okay, Queen. But shouldn't we start it over here? Perhaps you didn't hear me. I'm the queen, and the race will start here. And then it ended at the Olympic Stadium at the box. So she was able to let the nursery, the little Dingleberries, watch the race start from the castle and then see the ending at the Olympic box, which worked out to be 26.2 miles. So, but queen, that'll make the race 26.2 miles. So be it. That's the way it is. So I love it, but I'll tell you the reason it really made me, it brought back all kinds of memories on why I stopped marathoning, because I know this comes as a surprise. I know it does, but I don't marathon anymore. Because the question's been asked, why do marathoners look gaunt and have saggy skin and look a decade older than what they are? Well, it's believed because of the bouncing and impact from the running that causes the skin on your face and more specifically your cheeks to sag. And I was having that same problem. And so that's why I quit. That's why I quit marathoning. So I know a lot of you have questioned, hey, didn't you used to marathon? And my answer was always, well, yeah, I used to, but I didn't like to get into why. And that's why. Okay. And stories like this just bring back memories. And if I was in the lead in that race and the bicyclist would have gone the wrong way and I followed them, I'd be very angry. Very angry. So I can understand the anger and frustration that my man, what did I say his name was again? Elijah Mwangangi Solo and Luke Kibet. I can understand the frustration that they would have. Anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out there because it's been asked of me why I don't marathon anymore. Let's go to the break room. I need something cold to drink desperately. See, the bottle doesn't have the same effect as the can, but it is, you know, legitimately Coke Zero in the black container. And just as refreshing. All right, so we're in the break room. I've got to break down a little bit of an issue that I have. Okay, so I see a story that Raquel Welch has been seen. There's a Raquel Welch sighting in Beverly Hills. First time in over 2 years we've seen Raquel Welch, okay? And the paparazzi caught the 81-year-old actress who, remember, I mean, if you know who Raquel Welch is, hello. And if you don't, look her up pre 40 years old. And, you know, you'll get an idea. Because I question whether this is actually Raquel Welch or not. All right, so this picture, which looking casual in a white top, black pants, and platform wedges, paired with a straw hat and stylish eyeglasses. That's being generous, okay? I like it, but it's being generous. So there are several snaps. You see Raquel out. She's got her face mask on, you know, due to the ongoing COVID-19. Thank you, Page Six. Appreciate it. And she also appeared to be holding onto her breasts. Yeah, there's one snap of her, and the breasts seem to have grown over the several years. I mean, she was, I guess, you know, well, she wasn't that big. But anyway, she's 81, and she's pretty large for 81. Normally, if you're 81, if you make it to 81, you're not overweight, all right? So I question, first of all, when I first saw this, I'm like, no way that's Raquel Welch. Because if you could put, I mean, if I dressed up in that outfit, you would, and I said, that's Raquel Welch, you would go, oh my gosh, Raquel Welch, look at her. She's really fallen down by the wayside. But you'd think it was Raquel Welch. So I question whether it's her or not. Now we have done, Chris Corby, my man, my producer, did some investigative reporting on Raquel Welch, and I was informed that this is expert opinion. It's probably her. So okay, it's her. You got me, it's her. But I'm just saying, you know, Raquel, honey. That's why I'm saying I don't think it's her. I don't think it's her. Because I think we're being had. Do I believe Raquel Welch is 81? Sure. Do I believe she's still alive? Okay. Do I think that's Raquel Welch? In the words of the investigative reporter for Chewing the Fat, it's probably her. Okay, so seriously, she hasn't been seen in 2 years. All right. Now, she did an interview a couple of years ago in 2019. And there she said, you know, she said in the interview, hey, I enjoy keeping a low profile. You know, I admit that it's nice to be noticed. It's better, you know, than not being noticed. My whole career has been about being noticed, just like any other actor or actress. So I'm grateful that people are still interested. Now, during her heyday, Raquel was seriously hot. No question about it. And could there be some medication issues going on now? Yes. Who among us hasn't had an issue with that? I'm with you, Raquel. I want to be clear. I love you. Okay. If this actually is you, and we're told it probably is, that, you know, I just want you to know she's not walking with a cane. There is one shot here without one of the masks that you would wear during the COVID-19 pandemic. And I you have no idea how I want to dress up like this and be Raquel Welch, because it's absolutely, you couldn't tell the difference. Me and Raquel Welch. And that is, I mean, now you're saying something. All right, I'll let Raquel go, but I'm just saying, I love you, Raquel, okay? And it's, I'm not, just because you've had, you know, there's other stuff going on in your life and I'm with you, okay? I'm with you. I'm not, this can't be her. It just can't be her. So get ready to hear all you're going to want to know about Will Smith. All right, because he's everywhere now. I see headlines. Father was abusive. He and Jada had entanglements outside their marriage, and he had relationships. She had relationships. No, say it isn't so. And of course, you know, they talked a little bit about their marriage and to, you know, with on Red Table Talk, Jada's show, and Will did an interview with GQ where he discussed some of the revelations, and this is all a ruse. All right, now I'm not saying it didn't happen. I'm sure it did. I'm sure some of it did, but just remember that all these interviews and everything that's going around is all about the upcoming memoir, Will. So just be ready to buy that, and we'll know. You know, that's what he's talking about. Because, yes, my father was so abusive, and I really struggled with... Well, you just have to read about it in my memoir, Will. That's what's going to happen. And, you know, then he played the dad of the Venus, the Dingleberry sisters. What are their names? There's Venus and Serena Williams. I can't remember their stupid names. The tennis stars. Anyway, he plays their dad, and it's so believable. And what he did to get to the inner dad of the Williams sisters was to really just become his dad, who was abusive. But he loved his kids so much, and he just wanted them to succeed. Yeah, dad really sucked, because the Williams sisters, man, their life, whew, man, bad, right? I know. So you can imagine how bad their dad must have been. Ugh, I can't take it. Every father that has successful kids, that's what they want. They at the peak of their success. Oh, I hated my dad. He made me do things I didn't want to do. I wished he wouldn't have been around. Really? In your 50,000 square foot home? And all the amenities of life. Yeah, it sucks being you, doesn't it? Yeah, your dad really did hateful. I can't take it. But just remember to read about it in the memoir, Will. All right, I've got to get off of that. Otherwise, I'm going to get angry because it really pisses me off. Because I know that, Jeff, there's some parents that abuse their children and try to succeed. I know, baby. I know. Go ahead. Get out there and run some more. Do you remember in the movie Searching for Bobby Fischer? Classic movie. I love it. So the mom and the dad are fighting over what they're doing to the kid, the chess prodigy. And the mom is talking about the stars, and the mom yells, how many of these great baseball stars hated their fathers? And he's like, all of them! That's the point! Then, of course, he comes around. And boy, I haven't seen that movie in quite some time. I'm going to have to break that out, man. Searching for Bobby Fischer. Love that movie. I love it. Now I want to watch it. Don't look at me like you haven't seen Searching for Bobby Fischer. Come on. I'd love to talk to him. Josh Waitzkin. I mean, he's still around. He's still doing big stuff. He's got his charities. He's still playing chess. He's also a Tai Chi guy now. He's Mr. Champion. And he's a great chess champion. The wizard. Oh, wait, you can't be a wizard of chess. No. No, baby. You become the, is it just chess master? Is that what it is? You just become a chess master? Now, the Grand Wizard is something else. The Grand Wizard is not... You have people standing around that look like chess players, but they're not. That's something else altogether. Yeah, no, it's not them. Stop thinking like that. My gosh. Anyway, Josh Waitzkin is what I was thinking of. He'd be an interesting interview. You know, if you wanted to find someone for the show, Josh Waitzkin would be... worth the interview. Although I believe, just as a side note, a little inside baseball, I reached out to Josh at one point. Now it's all coming back to me because I reached out to him from a stupid website and I got nothing. I got nothing. So either he didn't see it, his people saw it and said, ooh, yeah, no, he's not talking to the fat man, no. Or he saw it and said, ooh, yeah, no, not talking to the fat man. So if you know Josh Waitzkin, reach out to him and say, I'm a fan. I'd love to talk to him. And if he says, oh, yeah, no, I'm not talking to the fat man, well, then so be it. I want to apologize to Josh Waitzkin right now, though, because I should know that it's not the chess master. It's the grandmaster, right? That's okay. So there's grandmasters, there's international masters, there's super grandmasters. So I just want to, you know, I realize I was just, you know, they're not just chess masters. I get it. I know, Josh, okay? I love chess, and you would kick my butt, even though I'd love to play a game with you, no problem. But, you know, probably lose. But there is a chance I might win. So I've talked about watching Only Murders in the Building on Hulu. That ends this week. I'm looking forward to ending, I think. For those of you listening live, today is the 29th of September, 2021. I believe today the final episode drops. I'm looking forward to seeing that. But have you seen, you know, another show that keeps getting all the, oh, this show's so great and it's cutting edge and it's wonderful, is a show on FX called Reservation Dogs. And I want to like it. Because everyone is saying, oh, it's cutting edge and it's funny and it's new actors and actresses and it's just the writing and the, and I mean, I want to like it, but I want to like the characters and I think I do, but it just is, it's about these, they're on an Indian reservation in Oklahoma and these kids, and it's about them wanting to get off the reservation, some of them, and some of them want to stay. And there's some interesting characters like the midget twins or this little people twins that ride around on their bikes and do rap songs, really. And the guy that runs the metal recycling place where you just bring in old cars and he gives you money for them. Yeah, scrap yards. That's what they call them. It's metal recycling place or whatever. It's one of those things. And then Bill Burr played a driving instructor once. And that was, you know, that was kind of funny. It was just, I don't know that it's as good as everyone says, but I'm really trying to get into it. So if you're watching Reservation Dogs, let me know what I'm missing because I really do. I feel like I like it, but I don't. And I can't figure out why. Yeah. I mean, it's on FX, so. Yeah. And I did talk yesterday. Did I talk yesterday about Goliath? I think I did. I think I talked about it. I was surprised that it would dropped on Amazon. And Billy Bob Thornton. Awesome. Yes, I did, because I told you to make sure if you haven't watched it, you need to start on episode one and just watch. This is the fourth season. It's going to be the last season. So just start on one and binge it. I may have to do that again anyway. So have we found Brian Laundry yet, or Landry, or Laundry, or whatever the hell his name is? I know they spell his name Laundrie. I got it. So have we found him yet, or is he still missing? Because as far as I know, he's still missing. So this guy that is, I know he has a warrant out for his arrest now. When he went missing, I think that he was just a person of interest, right? So everyone believes that he's guilty. I know. I don't look at me like that. The odds of him not being guilty are almost slim to none. But it is possible. We talk about it all the time. innocent until proven guilty. That's what this country is. But you'd think that if he was innocent, you would think that if he was innocent, he would come forward. So is he still alive or did he go out and kill himself? I mean, I don't know. They're looking for him now. I know that Prather had Dog the Bounty Hunter on. That's Chad Prather, by the way. He does a stupid show on this Blaze Network around here somewhere. And he had Dog the Bounty Hunter on. And Dog was talking about he's already got clues. He's on it. And they're talking about being at Fort DeSoto Park. I love Fort DeSoto Park. I spent all kinds of time at Fort DeSoto Park. It's down in St. Peter's. Beautiful. And could you get lost there? Yeah, but for days? No. I mean, they would have found you by now if you were in Fort DeSoto. They claim that he was there with his folks, and then the folks, only two people left. I don't know that you know that. I don't know that they've put guards at the stop of Fort DeSoto Park. I mean, you have to register if you're going to camp there overnight, which is what Dog is saying, that the three of them entered and camped. But then he said only two left. You can get in and out of Fort DeSoto Park without having to check with the guards. I mean, that seems a little strange, but I'm just asking, you know, have we found him yet? The answer is no. Now, what are the odds? Chewing the fat odds. We never find him. And this just fades away. This fades away. And, you know, I feel sorry for the parents of the girl, Gabby. I mean, it's just sad. My gosh. I mean, so sad that their daughter, well, runs off with a guy in a van. Nothing bad could happen from that. Just stop. But I got to stop now because I'm going to get myself in trouble if I go much farther. It's very sad that she was murdered. It looks like she was murdered from this guy, Laundry or Landry, whatever his name is. He's missing. Will we ever find him? Or has he gone out and killed himself? I feel like if he's lasted this long, like if he did do it, or if he saw it happen and got away, maybe that's what he's running from. He saw it happen, and he's running because he knows he doesn't want to get caught from the person who's going to kill him too. I should be his attorney because that's plausible. Is it? Is the question. I know you asked it. I heard you. I can hear you all the way from here. I know you're sitting at home going, it is? Yes. Yes, it is. It could happen. You know, if you're writing a TV show and it's not real life, in real life, probably not so much. But it could happen. I mean, I just saying it could, that's all. R. Kelly, guilty. Guilty, guilty, guilty. Oh, I'm not. I don't have my. Gosh, darn it. I don't have my.
Guilty, 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 guilty.
Close enough. 9 counts of racketeering and sex trafficking by a New York jury. The racketeering charge, typically used to prosecute mob bosses, which is really, I mean, he kind of, I don't know, played that part, was linked to Kelly's oversight of a sex ring that targeted and exploited young girls for years. Prosecutors argued that the 54, he's 54 already, 3-time Grammy winner, sold more than 75 million records, used his status to prey on vulnerable girls. He was first accused of having sex with an underage girl in 1991, married then 15-year-old singer in 1994, and was acquitted on similar charges in 2008. The current case, 45 witnesses provided testimony over the span of the 3 weeks. We talked about the trial still going on, including 11 accusers. So he's probably going to be in jail for a while. It's just a guess on my part. I don't know. He's awaiting additional trials in Illinois and Minnesota. Could add a few more years to his sentencing. He gets sentenced for this in May. So who knows? I mean, do they let him off? Get out of here. Pay your bail. Get out of here. You're on probation. Probably not. Probably not. And I don't know how long he's going to be in jail or prison, but he's got 14 underlying acts, including kidnapping, forced labor, sex trafficking, bribery, also charged with 8 counts of violating the Mann Act. That's under the racketeering stuff. Then of the 14 possible racketeering acts considered in the trial, only 2 were not proven. Wow. So I'm guessing, I don't know how many years they're saying he could possibly get. Prosecutors can go with a RICO case. It carries a very significant jail sentence, 20 years. And I believe Mr. Kelly is going to see every day of that time. So this is a life sentence for him. This particular thing. So let's say he gets 20 years from this in May. That's he's 74, 75 when he gets out there. But he still has the other 2 trials to go to. And if, you know, I guess you could run them concurrently. So just, you know, he's out when he's 74, 75. Maybe gets out at 15 years. But I doubt it because they've pretty much put him up on a dirtbag pedestal. And he was a dirtbag pedestal. And before all of this, there were the documentaries. Everybody knew R. Kelly was a dirtbag. Everybody. And now, even the courts. So, good luck, R. Have fun. Good luck. God bless. I know him. I know him. Not everybody can call him R, but I do. So there's that. Okay, so if you're in Cobb County, Georgia, be on the lookout for a bow and arrow carjacker. I mean, nothing says Georgia. You'd think, actually, a bow and arrow carjacker, your first guess would be Florida, but no. It's pretty close, though, Georgia. He might be from Florida. Police say a man with a bow and arrow approached a woman, fired the arrow into her windshield, demanding she get out of her car. Now, this lady, being so dumb and didn't decide to accelerate and get the hell out of there, complied. I mean, you have a guy shooting an arrow at you, hits your windshield, and you don't, let's say, worst case scenario, you have to start your car and put it in drive and accelerate. Maybe you're too scared to do that, I guess, but maybe you're getting out of the car. I mean, I might be even just get out of the car. Like, what the hell do you think you're doing? Right, but you're not taking, the guy's not taking my car. No, that's not going to happen. Sorry. So they found him this time. They found him shortly after because he crashed the vehicle into a bridge. And apparently he had attempted to take 2 other vehicles. And see, these people, he finally got one. That's what I'm saying. He attempted 2 others, and they were like, no, you're not taking my car, bro. No, you got a bow and arrow? No, I've got a gun. You're not taking my car, okay? So at one point, the man pointed a bow and arrow at the officers. And one officer said, yeah, no, and shot him. You're not, no, it's not, we're not. Sorry, it's not the Wild Wild. We're not out in the West. The Indians don't exist. Well, they do exist. Never mind. I just got done talking about reservation dogs. Of course the Indians exist. Duh. But the bow and arrow thing, no. Okay, you can go hunting with your bow and arrow. That's a cute little hunting thing you got going on. But no, you're not taking my car with the... No, honey. No. Get out of your car. No. No. And you shoot the arrow at the windshield. It doesn't even say that it went through the windshield or anything. It just says he shot the arrow at the windshield. And she gave him the car. But I love the fact that, well, we're getting reports now that he attempted to take 2 other cars. And they were like, yeah, no. No, I got a gun. Or, no, you're not taking my car. And they drove away. And they probably came out and said, yeah, he tried to take my car too. I said no. But this lady said yes. So... They have busted him, and I guess you can feel safe now for a little while. He was shot, taken to the hospital. He was conscious and breathing, so, you know, the police, I guess, still have weapons in Georgia and use them properly, because this guy didn't die, and he is now will be tried for carjacking, and attempted carjacking. And let's hope that he doesn't get back on the streets soon, because you might have a bow and arrow attempt out there any day now. Just be ready to say, no. Okay, so United Airlines is very happy. They say that nearly all their workers have met the vaccine mandate deadline. Only about 593 employees could face termination. So that was nice, right? We're in a good place there. You've got North Carolina Hospital System. Look, they are happy with their mandates. They are only going to fire 175 employees who wouldn't comply with the vaccine mandate. So that's good, right? I mean, right? And good news coming from the St. Paul Port Authority. They're going to go ahead and buy a warehouse from the state. Now, if you remember in Minnesota, way back last year, the governor bought a temporary morgue. He bought a former produce warehouse that had been outfitted already for cold storage. He was worried about the bodies piling up from COVID-19 deaths. He didn't want to have refrigerated trailers out front. So he bought this warehouse, and that's where we were going to ship the dead bodies to. They never used it. They bought it for $5.5 million. Again, they never used it because... Well, the bodies never happened. I mean, there were deaths. There just weren't. How many deaths in Minnesota? So Minnesota had 8,212 deaths. Wow. But they had, I mean, Minnesota had a lot of people recover from it, man. They had 680,000 people, over 680,000 people recover from COVID. Incredible. So, I mean, there were actual deaths in Minnesota. However, they had spent $5.5 million on this warehouse for the piled up dead bodies that never happened. And the Port Authority is going to buy it from them for $5,600,000. So they made a profit. They turned it around. Good for the state of Minnesota. I don't know if the Port Authority, the St. Paul Port Authority, has anything to do with the state. So it could be that the state is selling to the state. So even though they're paying more than they paid for it, are they really? Not real sure. I guess on paper they are. Absolutely. That's what it says. We paid 5.5. We're selling it for 5.6. This building here, this portion of the state government, turned a profit of $100,000 in a year. Although, I bet it wasn't a full $100,000, because I don't know what the maintenance was on the building after they purchased it. Because you buy a building that's ready for cold storage and you're thinking that you're going to have to bring in dead bodies, you've got to make sure that the perimeter is safe and, you know, what's happening. I'd be interested, how many of those warehouses did other states buy? And are there warehouses keeping bodies? Now, we would know about that. Can't keep stuff like that secret. Wow. And another question is, how many buildings around America, or at least, you know, in the military bases, have UFOs in them? I want to know, because according to a TikTok video, and you have to believe it if it's on TikTok, the video shows the dark piece of metal on a flatbed truck being hauled toward an Air Force base in California. So they think that we've got a UFO-like aircraft being towed into this military base. And, all right, so now we have an internet detective, Ruben Hoffs. I don't know who Ruben is, but I'm sure he's a very good detective. He actually might be fun to talk to here on Chewing the Fat. He has looked at the video and studied it. Not only did he look at it, but Ruben studied it. And he said that he stumbled upon a very interesting TikTok video from an unknown shape on a flatbed trailer. He added more of his findings. The scaffolding in the background got my interest, and this appears to be the Hellendale Radar cross-section facility. Also, this does not seem to resemble the so-called pole cap used for calibration purposes. Further, despite the odd structure resembling parts of a UFO, some viewers thought it could be a prototype of the new B-21 stealth bombers the Air Force recently announced. Looks like a supersonic combat drone model or another type of stealth combat drone. Others disagreed. Looks a bit alien to me. Wherever the structure arrived from, we hope it comes in peace. So, I'm not sure. We just see that it's interesting, right, from our internet detective, Ruben Hoffs. If you know Ruben, tell him, reach out to Chewing the Fat. I'd be happy to talk to him about his findings and his other investigations. I mean, look, UFOs, we know unidentified flying objects are real. But when people say UFOs, they really mean alien crafts, right? I mean, that's what they're talking about. So, and we know for real that alien crafts are kept at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa. I mean, that's one of the main bases where the UFOs are kept. If you remember, I know that that's CENTCOM, but that's CENTCOM. Now, if you remember, a few years ago now, they wanted to close a bunch of military bases, and Tampa, MacDill Air Force Base, was on that list. And they went into a closed-door meeting, came out of the meeting, and said, yeah, Tampa's not on the list anymore. It's not on the list anymore. We're done. We're not closing that. You know why? Houses UFOs. Just saying.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.